Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
James Franco plays a Kansas carnival magician in 1905 who's suddenly transported to a magical, mystical land in Oz, the Great and Powerful.
The royal treasure of Oz. It belongs to you, but only after you defeat the Wicked Witch.
Just how wicked is she?
Well, he certainly finds out as he interacts with two glamorous sisters who also happen to be witches, played by Mila Kunis and Oscar winner Rachel Weisz.
Your magic is the only thing strong enough to save us all.
I might not actually be a wizard.
Yes, but they don't know that. You're capable of more than you know.
That's Michelle Williams, who's truly wonderful as Glinda the Good, who's trying to influence this small-time, small-town con man to do the right thing. This is an ingenious, inventive, and mostly enchanting prequel to one of the most beloved movies of all time. And the sense of adventure, with dazzling special effects, especially in 3D, is undeniably world-class. Yes, there are elements of the story that make no sense, and there's nothing profound about the storyline, but Spider-Man director Sam Raimi has deployed his lavish budget to impressive effect. It's rated an appropriate PG, though like the original Wizard of Oz, there are a few intensely scary moments. 3 stars for Oz the Great and Powerful. Maybe not great, but very good.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.